A good Erev Shabbos. Now this week, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz are going to be learning Parshas Gedashim, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are going to be learning Parshas Emor. So let's try to connect these two Parshas, and it's really not that hard because everything entire is connected. So let's begin with Parshas Gedashim, which starts with a general instructive, Kedashim Tiyu, be holy. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, for I am holy. The next Pasuk teaches about the proper respect for parents by saying, Ish Imai V'Aviv Tiro. And the Mefarshim grapple to explain what relevance the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em has over here. Now Parshas Emor begins with Moshe being instructed to teach the Kehanim. However, a word seems to be repeated. Emor El Kehanim Bnei Aaron, Ve'omarta Alayim. Say to them, and then say to them. Why this repetition? Rashi explains that the purpose of the repetition is to exhort the elders to train the youngsters. In other words, emor to one group so they can be the omarta to others, in particular, older to younger. Now, Rav Shimshon points out, the Parshas Emor begins by stressing the importance of teaching youngsters and guiding them properly, and this is highlighted by a pasuk that Hashem had a deep love for Avram precisely because he did this. The pasuk says, Ki yadativ, I love him, says Hashem, l'man asher yitzav ez banav ez beis ha'achrav, because he instructs his children and family after him, v'shamru es derech Hashem, and they guard the way of Hashem, so on and so forth. We see how imperative it is to instruct children to follow the proper path, and how happy it makes Hashem. Great, so we learned from the beginning of Parshas Emor that parents have to instruct their children to go on the proper path. But there's a pressing question, though. Guiding our children is something individual. We all know the famous line, Chanoich l'nar al pi darkai, each child has their own way, every parent has their own style. So it's got to be one thing, a davar hashav l'chol nefesh, that has to weave its way into the chinuch of our children as we guide them, and it's same across the board and spectrum of parents and children. So to answer that, let's quote a Gemara. Aviv mevi l'chayel mazeh, a person's father brings him into this world. Aval rabbi mevi l'chayel maba, but his rebbe brings him into the next. And this Gemara is a bit perplexing, because what, his father doesn't teach him Torah? Is there nothing his father does to bring him into the next world? Only his rebbe? So my rebbe explains that we're not speaking in the physical sense that his father brought him into this world. It means that the job of one's parents is to turn them into functional members of society. Civilized beings that know how to act, speak and engage, say please and thank you, exhibit proper manners and etiquette. That's the meaning of Olam Hazeh. He brings him into this world and teaches him how to interact with this world. Now that's mostly learned from the home, from the parent, not from the Rebbe. Now here's the key that brings it all together. It has to be done within a certain framework. And that's what the beginning of Kedashim is teaching us. Kedashim Tiyu, be holy, for I'm holy, says Hashem. Immediately the next pasuk talks about parents. We learn from there that parents must connect everything back to Hashem. Being holy doesn't mean living on a mountaintop in Tibet, eating a daily bowl of rice. It doesn't mean cutting oneself off from the world. Being holy means interacting with the world and civilization in a way that one is going to realize that you're a representative of Kodesh Brichu. It means bringing Hashem into the mundane and enabling everyone around to see it. So from the beginning of Kedashim, we learn that it's the parent's job to civilize the child, teach him the ways of the world, but all through the framework of Kedashim Tiyu. And from Emor, due to the double word, we learn of its importance, how important it is for the parents to guide their children, the younger generation to guide the older. And when they do that in the proper way, that brings the greatest nachas ruach to Hashem, it brings bracha onto us. And when we do this properly, when Bez Hashem be zeichet to the ultimate expression of Asheras Hashchina with Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi b'Meherev Yameinu, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.